Continuing with Alice, I am convinced of the harmful effects of training for the following reason. All advice that pertains to raising children betrays more or less clearly the numerous, variously clothed needs of the adult. Fulfillment of these needs not only discourages the child's development, but actually prevents it. This also holds true when the adult is honestly convinced of acting in the child's best interests. Among the adult's true motives, we find 1, the unconscious need to pass on to others the humiliation one has undergone oneself. 2, the need to find an outlet for repressed affect. 3, the need to possess and have at one's disposal a vital object to manipulate. 4, self-defense, i.e. the need to idealize one's childhood and one's parents by dogmatically applying the parents' pedagogical principles to one's own children. 5, fear of freedom. 6, fear of the reappearance of what one has repressed, which one re-encounters in one's child and must try to stamp out, having killed it in oneself earlier. 7, revenge for the pain one has suffered. Since at least one of the points enumerated here is present in everyone's upbringing under class, the child-rearing process is at best suitable for making good pedagogues out of its objects. However, it will never be able to help its charges to remain vital. When children are trained, they learn how to train others in turn. Children who are lectured to learn how to lecture. If they are admonished, they learn how to admonish. If scolded, they learn how to scold. And my comment, interjection, now this can be hard for us to hear if we don't know what to do with it, if we're trapped in design to trap circumstances that require the forfeiture of our lives. So that's the context in which we are exploring her insights. Continuing. If scolded, they learn how to scold. If ridiculed, they learn how to ridicule. If humiliated, they learn how to humiliate. If their psyche is killed, they will learn how to kill. The only question is, who will be killed? Oneself, others, or both? All this does not mean that children should be raised without any restraints. Crucial for healthy development is the respect of their caregivers, tolerance for their feelings, awareness of their needs and grievances, and authenticity on the part of their parents, whose own freedom and not pedagogical considerations sets natural limits for children. And my comment, here we must take a closer look at what may be an unconscious assumption in Alice's use of the word freedom, emphasizing how critically important it is, and our discussion of Proudhon should help us with this, for us to develop our own lexicon in a conscious process of coming up with our own definitions. Although I may be reading too much into her casual use of the word or into the translation, but a closer look at this one word could be useful in clarifying what distinguishes the people's lexicon. It seems to me that with this point, crucial for the healthy development of our children is authenticity on the part of their parents, whose own freedom sets natural limits for children, unquote. We are misled by the word freedom, and that using it suggests an unconscious endorsement of the stance of the global statesman that we can and should embrace a personal definition of the word. Considering this point could help us see the importance of qualities of our resistance, of our transition, and of our freedom that we emphasize frequently on these pages. Holism, which, in the last chapter of Waking Up, I argued meant a coherent interweaving of our values based in reverence for the ancestors, the earth, and each other throughout all aspects of our lives, in the world of our making, and seeing from the vantage of the whole. In fact, we will be arguing that decommissioning the system must mean recovering what power has taken from us, all that has been suppressed, including our very lives, our physical lives, developing our personal thought process as we develop collectively with the people our own definitions, claiming the global vantage in analyzing our political and historical situation, and in planning an action for our freedom and in the transition to it, and then continuously seeing our thought develop by writing down our questions and the thoughts that come from our discussions. Her use of freedom suggests either the power-approved sense of personal freedom, i.e., freedom to do as one wishes, or what the personal sense unconsciously manifests or expresses, the assumption that hidden power doesn't exist, that the world is not controlled by a global elite who have been systematically tightening the noose around our necks ever since the French Revolution. The assumption that freedom is a variable thing, depending on local, national, and one's personal conditions, but that regardless of these natural limits, we must be honest with our children about what we want as we respect their needs within the context of respecting our own, none of which asks us to consider that we cannot respect our own needs within the context of class. In the end, this approach abdicates our responsibility to challenge the global totalitarian system, which is what class is. Undermining from within her stated objective to ensure that every child retains his or her authentic self without interference from adults, and most particularly from 10,000 guys who want to be gods. And I think that's where we have to leave off and pick up next week. Thank you so much for hanging in there, as always, and taking the time to ponder what we don't get a chance to ponder over mainstream media. Take care, and until next week, take care of your hearts. Take care of your spirits. I love you. Stay strong. Peace.
What's new? How is the world treating you? You haven't changed a bit. Lovely as ever, I must admit. Oh, what's new? How did that romance come through? We haven't met since then. Gee, but it's nice to see you again. What's new? Probably I'm boring you, but seeing you is grand, and you were sweet to offer your hand. I understand. Or do pardon my asking what's new? warmth you could know. I am James, I still love you so. Oh, what's new? Probably I'm boring you. But seeing you is grand, and you